Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Gentlemen, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be. Out there on the left coast, it's the middle of the afternoon. Over here on the east coast, it would be 6:06. Welcome aboard. This is, in fact, the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is the great Wayne Allen Root, who is taking today off. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, as always, pushing all the buttons like a mad scientist, spinning all the dials, making it all go. Without him, you'd hear nothing but static. I promise you, a spectacular 3 hours. Yeah, you got me for 3 hours. All right, here across the entire country on all these great radio network stations. I have a bunch of great guests that will be coming at you fast and furious. Looking forward to a lot of friends from the Heritage Foundation, including a regular on my show, Stephen Bucci, Zach Smith also from the Heritage Foundation, and a couple of others, and a couple of writers, and then my friend Glenn Slomacy, and then Dr. Atlas will join me today, tonight, again, depending upon where you are, to chat about some of the latest Wuhan flu / COVID stuff that's happening. And I know everybody wants to talk about COVID. I know that's where everybody wants to begin, and I get it. I mean, that's on everybody's mind. Did I tell you who I was? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm Lee Elsie. Yes, so I am the official, non-official fill-in host for Wayne Allen Root. And if you remember, I used to do Tuesdays and Thursdays, but now we're doing the full-time fill-in thing, which is always fun, and I'm always honored to do that and talk to the folks across the entire country. It's, I always look forward to it, so it's going to be awesome. But I wanted to start with something that wasn't necessarily COVID-related. I was looking through a whole bunch of different information over the past week or so, and doing what we do, being on air, quote unquote, talking heads, we will uncover all kinds of different stuff and, you know, going through different COVID protocols and blah, blah, blah. And I promise we'll talk about COVID. I promise, promise, promise. I just didn't want to start with it. So I won't mention it again, at least for 15 minutes. But as I was looking through a bunch of stuff, I started to think to myself, you know, I'm 55 years old, right? I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. I feel like, yeah, I work out every single day, all that stuff. But, you know, as you get older, little things begin to happen. Like, I feel like my eyesight's going. I don't want to wear glasses. I was telling my morning show people that, oh, my God, I might have to wear glasses. I don't want to do that. You know, people are sending me all these messages, not necessarily saying anything bad, like calling me 4 hours and stuff like that. But the bottom line is, you know, you get a little bit older and you start to rethink things and you start to think about different stuff. And then I kind of, as I was sitting there soul searching the other day, I said to myself, man, I'll tell you what, you know, not by necessarily by choice, but because it's something that pretty much all of us have to do now, we are plugged into a computer or a cell phone or a monitor, like 24 hours a day. And I'm thinking to myself, is this where the human species is evolving to, right? I mean, I do my job. I'm in the studio for the most part, depending upon, you know, who I'm talking to. And here it's the national audience. And in my morning show, it's a 3 or 4 state situation with a lot of coverage. So there's a lot of listeners there as well. It's always fun. But I'm plugged in here in the studio in this little box in front of 1, 2, 3, 4 computer screens, 3 televisions, a couple of phones. And, you know, is this what God intended for us? To be sort of plugged in to the matrix or the metaverse. It's wild. right? I mean, you can't go anywhere without your cell phone. I mean, I'm recording, live Facebooking this on my cell phone right now. I haven't done that in a long time just because I'm kind of being hypocritical. I'm telling you, why are we so plugged in, yet I'm plugged in? But I was thinking about this, like, you know, as my eye, my right eye is more blurry than my left, I'm like, is this what we're supposed to be? Like, in front of a computer, 12 hours a day, plugged in 12 hours a day. And then there are other people who choose to even, not only when they're plugged in at work for the 8 hours, and they go home and they sit in front of their computer for another 4, 5, 6, 10 hours, you know, playing games, responding to emails, Facebook messages, all that stuff. And I guess that we've come to this place where we're happy about that. We like it, or some people like it. But that's sort of where I am right now. I was thinking about this. Is this what we want to do? Is this what we want to be? We want to be slaves to, and I'll use the term again, the Matrix? You want to have to sort of spend every waking second plugged in? Now, don't get me wrong. I think the internet has done magical things. It's been miraculous. The idea that you can hold the power of your cell phone in your hand and go hog wild with information and talking to somebody across, you know, the country or across the world, it's pretty incredible. Technology is amazing. But when's the last time you took a walk, right? When's the last time you went for a run, put your sneakers on, tied them up, put a leash on the dog and went for a little jog, or a walk through the woods, or a ride on your bike? I'm just curious. I'm not saying that I'm plugged in too much because of my job. You know, there's other things that I'm plugged in, but not necessarily the things that aren't out of necessity. I like when my dog was alive. Loved to walk the dog. I walked him multiple times a day. It was sort of my, I guess this is why I'm thinking of it. Because today's the 3-month anniversary of my boy going. And I was thinking about that today, because I don't take those 3 walks a day now anymore. So I guess I'm missing that. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's why I'm opening up the show for all these great networks across the country, telling you, be careful about this internet and all that's surrounding it. Be careful about the metaverse. Be careful about being so plugged in. I was reading a story about the metaverse. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a fantasy land that's being created online, where you can do things like scale Mount Everest and swim with hammerhead sharks, go skydiving over the Grand Canyon, or, you know, just go walk through a trail, or pretend you're a basketball player on a basketball court. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, that's great, I guess, but does that mean that nobody's going to do those things anymore? Does that mean that's the end of maybe taking a walk through the Grand Canyon? Instead, people are just going to do it in their living rooms and say, "Oh, I went to the Grand Canyon." No. No, you didn't. And on top of that, this whole idea when it comes to the internet of buying and selling digital stuff, like, somebody wanted to go into business with me. Say, let's go buy a plot of land in the metaverse. And I'm like, what? What does that even mean? I give somebody money and I get a corner lot in no man's land in Nothingville? For what? But people are spending not a little bit of money, tremendous amounts of money in this. So I get it. The future is probably in this AR, you know, wearable sort of masks and goggles reality that people love. And in certain smaller doses, it's not such a bad thing, I guess. But, I mean, people are spending incredible amounts of money. I was reading where people were buying online. I may continue this through the break, but people were buying online in this, you know, newly created metaverse. They're buying, like, pocketbooks and sneakers and hats and sweatshirts. Not that they're getting sent through Amazon. They're fake. They're not real. They're digital sneakers or a digital pocketbook for hundreds of dollars. I mean, there's got to be some kid in his basement typing away code laughing his ass off about this. Right? I think. It's crazy. Now, there are some good things with the virtual reality. I mean, they were actually using virtual reality in surgeries, and people were able to, or doctors were able to use it and help them be a better surgeon, which is great. I read, too, where they're using virtual realities. They're putting VR headsets on cows to reduce the anxiety of a cow. And apparently these cows seem happier, and I guess the virtual reality, maybe they put them out in a pasture. Which, you know what? That's not such a bad thing. If these poor animals are being treated, you know, in some cases, inhumanely and disgusting. But virtual reality on a poor cow, let him think he's out in a, you know, on a meadow in a field with a bunch of his friends. What's wrong with that? Now, that kind of stuff I can live with. I'm just kind of trying to open the show, cautioning you not to get sucked too far into this vortex. You know, we find ourselves in front of a computer so many hours a day. Think about how many hours you are in front of your phone. Does it? It gives it to you every day or every week. It gives you the weekly update of your FaceTime as far as what you're on the internet. And, you know, it's a lot. So I know a lot of y'all don't like to hear about that because most people love their little computers. I'm not telling you to give up your computer. I guess my opening segment, a little different, but my opening segment is let's just maybe take a walk. Go outside. Breathe in some fresh air. Right? Do something. Do something that makes you feel like a human being, not part cyborg where you're plugged in constantly. I got a huge show. Listen, we'll take phone calls if you guys want to call in. 833-927-8255, 833. War Talk is the number. We've got guests until about 10 minutes. Sorry, we'll get guests about 10 minutes to 7, our first guest, so we can take some calls. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Kathy Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the Root Zone. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercise and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle. I've never gained the fat or the weight back. Look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look thinner, happier, better looking, 10 years younger, 15 years younger. I hear so many great things, and it's all because of John and Chelsea Jubilee and Energized Health. Thank you, guys. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Call 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. The great Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow, I promise. You can call me. I'm Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, Lee Elsie, at just LeeElsie.com is my website, but you can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can call in 833-927-8255, and bother Chris will put you on hold. We'll chat about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, I know everybody wants to talk about either the Wuhan flu or something with Joe Biden, and we can do that. We can bang our heads against the console here and hammer away at dopey Joe Biden for sure. I did want to mention, I mentioned this morning, and it's very, very serious. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, I am going to play some audio from Brett Baer, because his interview on Sunday morning with the head of the CDC was fantastic. So I'm going to play a couple of cuts from that, because I played that this morning too as well. And you got to hear it. If you haven't heard it, it's worth it. And it's like two 60-second cuts that I'll play. But a very serious story. I mean, poor Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has tested positive for the coronavirus, that according to a statement from her office, which was released on Sunday. According to the statement, the congresswoman is recovering from the virus at home and is experiencing some symptoms. Ocasio-Cortez is receiving her booster, or had received her booster shot in the fall, that according to the report. And of course, as you know, I mean, maybe you didn't know, there was a lot made because she took a trip to Florida, which of course is the home of DeSantis, and he is the scourge of the planet, if you will, if you're part of the Biden administration. They hate DeSantis. But she was videoed and photographed just living it up, man, maskless, having a blast, having some drinks with some friends, huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy. And lo and behold, the debutante, the belle of the ball, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's the most popular of the Gang of Four. She's got herself a case of the COVID. So after, wagging her bony finger at you, making sure that you get vaccinated and vaccinated again and boosted and double boosted and triple boosted, poor little Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got herself the dreaded COVID. I'm being serious. I'm very upset for her. I feel bad. Nobody wants her to be sick, right? I mean, you don't want her to be sick, do you? It's not funny. I mean, the poor woman's got, she got the COVID. That's, why are you laughing? What, because she kept telling you what to do and posting about it? And making, so you think that's funny? All right. I can understand that, I guess, why you might think that's a little bit humorous. I'm not wishing ill will on her. Please, don't send me the nasty emails. I don't want her to get sick. I find it amazing, and we can get into this a little bit, but I do find it amazing that it does seem like, well, this explosion of this latest quote-unquote variant, this explosion of the variant, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. If it comes around you, you're going to get it. Now, we can have the argument whether you're going to get it as severely. That's a whole different issue, and one I'm willing to have. And I'll actually have that in the third hour of the program with former Trump advisor, Dr. Atlas. All that coming up. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has the night off. He'll be back tomorrow. Please stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, our number is 833-927-8255. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
16 major universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. Western and Ukrainian officials are concerned that this military buildup means the Kremlin is preparing for an invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday spoke about these rising tensions.
We are preparing ourselves for the possibility and likelihood, no one should be surprised, I should say, if Russia spreads disinformation about commitments that have not been made, or if it goes even further and instigates something as a pretext for further destabilizing activity. And so we would continue to urge everyone not to fall for any attempts to push disinformation out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne. Jane Ellen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Have you heard the latest about vitamin D3? It is essential to your health. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically. Management, but most Americans are clinically deficient. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, that makes the highest quality CBD you'll ever find, and CBD is legal and it's not pot, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever. When you use the code WAR15 at checkout, you get 15% off WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off Wayne Allyn Root. WAR15. Get it?
All right, thanks, Wayne. We're back. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. If you're looking for Wayne, he will be back in the big chair tomorrow. He's taking today off, so if it's all about him, then I guess you don't like me. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I said that. 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm broadcasting from the state-of-the-art full-power radio studios here in Connecticut, right smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York. And before, you know, we go any further, there are some folks who are on hold, so let's grab a call or two. We'll go to Connecticut, where Leo is waiting. Leo, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Lee, good evening. And I'll tell you something, Lee. I don't know who doesn't like you here in Connecticut. I know you're popular with Malini and Pettinzoo. I mean, but let me just say this to you. Your president...
Hey, Coach, can you take us off? Can you put him down and then, like, so he can hear me? And you got to get on a better line, and you can go back to a different line, or take me off of the headset and use the handset, because every other word is breaking up. Let's give him another shot if you can. You there?
Yeah,
are there? Or no?
There
he is.
Or no?
Is he out? What's that?
I
guess you got to call back, Leo. So the phone, whatever phone line you're using, it's not working. So, all right. So once again, 833-927-8255. You can give us a call today. I do want to play some audio from Brett Baer, but I'm going to do that at the top of the hour instead of right now. I was going to do it now, but I'm going to do it at the top of the hour. I want to share a couple of other things, a couple other COVID-related things. I wanted to ask y'all the question about, you know, are you feeling the same way about going places that you did, let's say, a month ago or 2 months ago? Because this new variant, apparently, listen, you buy into the idea that the variant's out there. I do. I think it's happening. I think the COVID is real. I don't think it's made up. I don't think it's fake. There are a lot of very suspicious things surrounding that, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go further. But the idea of going out and going to places, has that changed your sort of daily routine? Because I think it kind of has for a lot of different people, because this latest wave here in Connecticut, we've had an explosion of this latest wave from the Megatron virus. It's really blowing people away to a certain extent, right? I mean, people are just devastated and destroyed by it. And everybody I know, and perfect way to describe this is, you know, let's put it this way. Last year at this time, let's say last year at the same date, you probably knew somebody who knew somebody who had the Wuhan flu, right? Some friend of a friend got it and got over it, or got it, got sick, was in the hospital, got out, whatever it was, whatever the story was. Now, I know 50 people who have it, at least. And so many members of my family have had it. A couple of times they've had it. One of my family members was really sick, had to go into the monoclonal antibodies to get bailed out. But very sick. You know, some of my family members are vaccinated, some not. Some of my friends vaccinated, some not. And everybody is getting sick with this latest variant. So I'm curious, are you doing your regular things? Are you going to the store? Remember in the beginning, nobody wanted to go to the supermarket. Nobody wanted to touch anything. Nobody went to the gyms. They all closed in most places. But are you feeling different about doing that? Because, you know, there's a lot of confusion about all of this stuff. Like, for example, going to the gym. Are gyms safe? Are you not, or are you more, potentially more, you have more an opportunity to catch this thing when you go to a gym or store or something like that? So one doctor will tell you one thing and one scientist will tell you something else. But it has to be, you have to be trans. Remember, I keep going back to the beginning. In the beginning, we were trying to figure out, how is this thing being transmitted? We're all staying home, or everybody's socially distancing. Everybody's wearing a mask. Yet still it was spreading. And it was spreading, now, not at the rate it's spreading now, but it was spreading. And we never got to that point where we, as a country, felt we got this thing licked. No way. I mean, there was maybe a moment or two where people thought maybe we see light at the end of the tunnel, but it never was on the back burner and forget about it. And now it's worse than it was before. So my question is, are you changing your daily habits? My guess is you probably are. Right? Are you, you know, going to family gatherings? Are you going to the store? Are you going to the gym? I mean, are you working from home again? I think most people like returned or tried to return to their life, and now they're getting punched in the face again, and they have to make a decision. Am I going to go, you know, back to, or try to live a regular life? I'm going to go back to this former existence that I had, where I was sitting at home twiddling my thumbs for 24 hours a day and, you know, trying to get through this. I don't have an answer. I'm just posing a question. I don't know the answer. I do the same thing every day. I'm probably, you know, the most, let's say, assassinatable person on the planet, because I do the same thing every single day. I even had more of a routine when I had the pup. Right? Now it's a little bit different, but if you want me, you can get me. So I do the same thing. I get up, I come to work, I go home. You know, I work out at my house now. I do other things, but I will go out occasionally, but I'm not, you know, making a point to go out and hang out in a room filled with 1,000 people all talking in my face. Why? Because I don't want to get sick. Sorry. Not that I'm afraid to get sick. I don't want it. And I think a lot of people feel that way. So, again, there's a study in front of me about the risk of COVID and infection and the Omicron, the Megatron virus, and whether or not you can go to a gym and should go to a gym. And apparently, if you're comfortable wiping it down, sterilizing, this is what they're saying. I'm passing along what this particular study has to say. If you're, you know, willing to sterilize everything before you use it and wear a mask in the gym, blah, 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 then they're telling you that you're safe. I don't have an answer. I just wanted to pass that along to you to lead me to what I really wanted to talk about in this segment, which is, let me ask you this question. Is if there is a, like, prior to the vaccine, there was no variants. They were curious and worried about potential strains, but there was no strain. Then we get the vaccine, and the strains are born, the variants are born from that. And it makes sense to me, and I'll do my best to try to explain this quick before I grab a call, but it makes sense to me that if you're the COVID virus and you're going into a human body and you're infecting it, or trying to infect it to do your thing, if that person isn't vaccinated, then, you know, you do your thing, you run your course, and 99.7% out of 100, the person survives, and, you know, you, if you're not passed along to somebody else through that person, through a sneeze or whatever, you die in that host. Okay. If you're trying to infect a vaccinated person, there is the thought, for at least it seems like it's common sense, that the virus will have to change the way it acts in order to react with the host. And I think, and again, the novice that I am, it seems like it would make sense that that host or that virus that's trying to affect the host that's been vaccinated that person or that virus would mutate in order to survive and succeed. And I've talked to a couple of doctors about that, and you know, that theory, I think, is a sound theory. So anyway, let's grab a call. We'll go to Linda in, I think she he said water, in Connecticut. Linda, good evening. What's happening?
Good evening, Lee. Yeah, so you're asking people to give them the perspectives about COVID even from the start. So,
yeah.
You know that I work for a company that has many, many, many thousands of people, you know, where I work. I never once was fearful that this disease was going to kill me. If I got it, it was 99.4%. Yeah, I've had the flu before. I've had medical issues before. It sucks. But I never thought it was going to kill me. My folks are in their 80s. They got their shots and whatever. And for several months, I didn't even have physical contact with them. You know, to be careful. But people have taken this to such the extreme. Like, work says, all right, everybody wear a mask. I didn't think that the masks were going to do anything.
Right. Linda, listen, they're telling me I got to go because the music is playing. I'm so sorry. I wish I had more time. Go take care of that dog and give him a hug and a squeeze for me, all right? My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow, and we can pick up this conversation on the flip side of this. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 baths, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hey there, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root, who is off today. My name is Lee Elsie. You might remember me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I was the opening act for Wayne. I've also been the official fill-in host for Wayne when he's off. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's got to be like 3 years we've been doing this. Anyway, it's always an honor and a pleasure to sit in with the national audience and bring on some of my regular morning show guests, and this is one of my favorites. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is joining me, 30-plus years of military excellence. And, Stephen, I don't have a lot of time tonight to chat, but first let me ask you, how you doing?
I am doing great, Lee. Thank you for having me back on the show.
All right, so let's start with Ukraine and Russia. There are some rumblings that Russia's going to go in and make everybody's life a living hell. What have you heard that maybe we haven't heard?
Well, the thing everybody needs to understand is that Vladimir Putin is, you know, a quintessential bully. And he is going to push for what he thinks he can get until he perceives that it's no longer cost-effective for him to continue to push. Right now, he's got troops on three sides of the Ukraine, And I've been around for a while. We used to call it the Ukraine. and it's a really dangerous situation. That, don't get me wrong, Ukrainians are very capable and very willing to fight. They are not looking for people to come and take this fight over for them and protect them. They would just like a little help having the wherewithal to be able to defend their own sovereign territory from Russia. So Putin could act. It's not beyond the pale that he would do that. Hopefully the messaging that we and the rest of the free world sends is such that it doesn't happen.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because Ukraine does have the ability to defend themselves. But in comparison to Russia, militarily, I mean, how long would a Ukraine last, or could they effectively defend themselves?
It's much smaller than Russia's. Obviously, if Russia put their entire military in there, there wouldn't be anything the Ukrainians could do about it. But one would hope if it was that big an operation, the rest of the world would react to assist them. So right now, the concern is more the dissident elements that are, you know, they're Russians who live in Ukraine now, particularly in the eastern portion, and then special forces troops that the pundits love to call them the gray men. These are guys who are in there in uniforms with no insignia, no flags on them, and they're in there just causing trouble, doing what special operators tend to do to assist their friends in a country like that. We're not anticipating Russia rolling in with every tank that they have. It would depend. I mean, if every troop that's lined up around Ukraine right now started moving towards the center, Ukraine would be in trouble. They would not have the capability to hold them off. But I don't think Putin wants to lose a bunch of guys, and I'm not sure he's ready to make that kind of move just yet.
All right, what's the end goal for him then? If you're not willing to go all in, what's the objective from Russia? Just to make a lot of noise and say, here we are?
To make a lot of noise, to puff up their own opinion and what they perceive as other people's opinion of them, but also to get the West, particularly the United States and NATO, to make concessions, to put in an agreement, okay, we will not offer Ukraine membership in NATO, or we will not allow them to join the EU. Basically, what Russia really wants to do here is they want to maintain control over Ukraine. Ukraine was the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. That's where most of the food came from in Russia. And it's not that Ukraine doesn't want to sell it to Russia. It's that Russia wants to control it. They want to dictate who is in office, what policies they follow. And if he can get the West to say, okay, so you won't invade, we'll promise to never let them in NATO. Well, that's not the way it works. Russia doesn't get to dictate who goes into NATO and who doesn't.
Right.
But that's the kind of control Putin wants. So he threatens violence, and his goals may be, you know, not involve any violence. They may just be to get that level of domination and control.
I did see where some news stories had young civilians being trained with military weapons, so at least the Ukraine is taking it serious.
Yeah, they absolutely are. They're in one of those positions where if this thing starts, it's going to be a 100% mobilization. You know, the young boys, the old men, everybody's going to get out there and fight for their country. Because the vast majority of Ukrainians do not want to be part of Russia again.
All right, his name is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can follow him on Twitter. It's a great follow, as a matter of fact. But I thank you very much, Stephen. I got to run. I'm out of time. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
3.